It is a strange time of year in the music world where if you're looking at records, you've been looking backwards for the last few weeks. What was the best of 2016? What did I miss? I must say I spent a lot of time during the holiday break kind of reviewing things I hadn't gotten to. Did you do a little bit of that?
Absolutely. You can't help but do it and say, what did I sleep on? What did I miss? There's too much good music that comes out in any given year. And then that guilt sets in the last couple of weeks of a year.
Go back to work.
Yeah, you feel terribly for missing out on artists who have worked hard and who have made great music that you missed.
Absolutely.
But what can you do?
So now, after looking back, we've had some great top tens, which you can review on our website from last year. Where Italia and I are kind of looking forward to what's coming up out this year. Do you feel bad if you don't have a big stack of things to get through that I got to discover something? Right?
Yes, I do. It is new music discovery guilt, and it looms large over us in these parts. But hopefully we do that, and we assume that guilt so that folks listening at home can only get the best of the best from us. It is all in service of you and your musical needs, right?
Amen to that. Well, tell you what, why don't you play us some of the things that you've been looking at? I got a couple things I want to get to that I've had a chance to sample a little bit from this new year.
Yeah.
But what do you got?
Well, I'm really excited about Sampha's debut full-length record. This is a guy who is sort of the secret sauce on some of the best records of 2016. He collaborated on A Seat at the Table with Solange. He's worked with Drake. He's worked with Kanye and Frank Ocean. He's really stellar, and he hasn't even put out his own debut full-length record yet. Is this guy on your radar, David? Have you?
Yeah, absolutely. You told me you saw him, but what kind of a show was it?
My goodness. I saw him in Philly a couple of months ago, and it was truly the most good vibes show I've seen in a really long time. It's the sort of feeling you get when you're watching somebody who's doing exactly what they're supposed to be doing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, really great. So Process is his debut. It comes out February the 3rd, and let's listen to one of the early tracks he's released from that record. This one's called Timmy's Prayer. This is Sampha.
If ever you're listening, if heaven's a prison, then I am your prisoner. Yes, I am your prisoner. I messed up. Ooh. I know now. There's no room for me to play now. Nowhere to take my way.
That's a little taste of Sampha's song, Timmy's Prayer, off his upcoming debut full-length record, Process. It's out February 3rd, something to look forward to in the early days of new releases for 2017.
Talia Schlanger and I are looking forward, prognosticating some things that we are definitely looking forward to coming up next year. There's so many things. There have been lots of really known bands. I just noticed that The National have a new album coming out, and Elbow, one of my favorite bands from the UK, have become a four-piece, and so we're going to see what that band will be like. But what I'm going to talk about is, you talked about Sampha being a collaborator.
Yeah, big time.
And the guys who made this new record are collaborators, but it's a different kind of situation. They aren't layering things. They're stuck on a stage, stuck in a studio, communicating to each other. And I'm talking about the mandolinist and new host of A Prairie Home Companion and MacArthur Foundation winner, Chris
Genius.
Thiele. Yeah, genius. You know,
genius.
You are a genius. Chris, and he is. Chris Thiele, the amazing mandolin player. And he and the jazz pianist Brad Meldow have been, first they did a lot of concerts together in 2013. And in 2015, a couple of years ago, they made this record that is coming out now. It's a double disc of them playing. One of the things I think that gets them together is they both love, I mean, they'll play Radiohead, they'll play Beatles songs, they'll play, in the case of what we're about to hear, a Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings song.
Oh, wow.
Which you might think was certainly not in Brad Meldow's wheelhouse, but he actually sings harmony, and he plays on this version of Scarlet Town from a new Chris Thiele and Brad Meldow album coming out January 27th.
Buddy, I went down to Scarlet Town. Ain't never been here before. You slept on a feather bed and I slept on the floor. Honey, I don't mind a mean old time or drinking my coffee cold. But the things I seen in Scarlet Town did mortify my soul. I look at that deep well.
There's one I'm looking forward to. That's a version of Scarlet Town, the song that was originally recorded by Gillian Welch and David Rawlings from another duo, that of Chris Thiele on the mandolin, Brad Meldow on piano. And they have a new album coming out January 27th, a double disc of the work they have done together. And that's one of the things I'm looking forward to.
Couple of chameleons there, right?
Yes.
Don't you get the sense that they could have produced 12 double albums if you stuck them in a studio together for long enough?
Every time they go on stage, they could put another album out.
Oh, absolutely. You're listening to The World Cafe. I'm Talia Schlingert, and David Dye and I are talking about some of the releases that we're really looking forward to in 2017. One that's on my radar, and anybody who's based in Philly, that's for sure. Strand of Oaks has a record coming out February 17th. I know, David, you've been playing the lead single, Radio Kids, a little bit.
Yeah,
we've heard it here.
Well,
you know,
disc jockeys and songs about radio.
They're made for us.
Made for each other.
It really is a love letter, though, to those days when you would sit at home late at night and record your favorite song on the radio on your tape deck so that you could play it over and over again for yourself. And I'm just old enough to have caught that.
Well, and you had a chance to premiere this one from his house.
We did. Yeah, we went to Timothy Showalter is Strand of Oaks, and he lives here in Philly. So we went to his house on the release day for this single. First of all, his house smells amazing. It smells like the best rock and roll incense you've ever smelled. It's so great. He's got a couple of cats, and he played us the song acoustically. And the thing about Strand of Oaks is, When he's restrained and stripped down like that, you really get a sense of how much this guy cares about everything that he is singing. And then on the record, of course, it's just so heavy. It's really heavy. A lot of drums, a lot of great bass to sort of lace into. And his brand new record promises that, that's for sure. It's called Hard Love, and it's coming out February 17th. Here's a little bit of Radio Kids by Strand of Oaks. Taste of Radio Kids, preview off Hard Love, which is the upcoming album by Strand of Oaks coming out February 17th. That's definitely one I'm looking forward to. David?
Talia, we made each other limit this.
Yeah.
To only a couple that we're going to play. What are some other things that you think are going to be pretty cool?
We did have to limit this. I'm really excited about Japan Droids. These guys are ambassadors of rock and roll, and 2016 was not the biggest year for rock and roll. They've got a new record coming out in 2017. It'll be their first release on Anti. It's coming out late January, and I feel like this is going to be the beginning of a bit of a comeback for rock and roll, this Japan Droids release. I'm really excited about Spoon 2 and Wolf Parade. Dan Beckner, his project Operators, has put out some of my favorite new music in the last little while, and apparently they're getting the Wolf Parade gang back together for a new release this year.
Three rock and roll records. That's great.
Woohoo!
Definitely looking forward to that. I wanted to talk about something a little different than that, a singer-songwriter who's really come into her own. She's from Memphis, Tennessee. Her name is Valerie June, and back in 2013, her album Pushing Against a Stone was just a wonderful debut that was very well accepted, and that was kind of cool. But she wanted to reach out and do things differently this time around. She did some writing and recording with Nora Jones, and on this particular track I want to play, the new album is called The Order of Time, and I can't wait to get her in the studio because she has some things to say about time.
Oh, she's got a lot to say in general, I think, and she also has one of those voices that will just knock you right on your feet. Yeah.
Agreed.
Knock you off your feet. Knock you on your feet.
Well,
depending
on what you're doing. But this track, which is the first one we got a chance to hear from it, is called Astral Plane. And the cool thing about this is the people from Massive Attack called up and said, hey, we're going to send you a track. Will you write something for us? And she loves them, and she thought that would be really cool. She did it. They decided it wasn't for their project. She, you know, wept tiny tears for a little bit.
No, thank you.
But then she said, you know what? She even felt this way before she sent it to them. I think I want this for myself. And so she's changed it up a little bit, and it's the first song we've heard from the new album, The Order of Time, from Valerie June. It's called Astral Plane.
Dancing on the astral plane, I need more water than tonight.
That is Astral Plane, and that is from Valerie June's new album coming out March 16th called The Order of Time. And I'm definitely looking forward to that. Talia Slanger is here. And we had, you mentioned Spoon, and that, of course, is an album that, you know, I'm really looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another album in the TBA category that you mentioned wanting to play, and I said, this guy's not trustworthy. I don't know when this is coming. We're talking about Beck.
Yeah, you can't trust that guy. He's so mysterious. Just when you think you know what he's up to, he goes and flips the script. So that, who knows what that TBA means. But hopefully it's true, and there is a TBA album for 2017. We certainly heard the first single off whatever his next release is going to be.
It could have made the best of 2016, but we'll play it looking forward to 2017.
Yeah.
This is Wow.
Wow.
Wanna move into a fool's gold room. Women pools full of animal jewels. All the rules that you choose to use to get loose. With the luminous moves. Bored of these limits, let me get it, let me get it.
Bez Beck with Wow, just about as postmodern as it gets. That's the first single from hopefully a 2017 release from Beck. He's threatening it. We'll see if he makes good on the promise. David and I have been talking about some of our most anticipated releases of 2017, and we're going to throw some of those into a post on Facebook for you. We'd love to know what you're looking forward to hearing, what new music you are looking forward to this year.
Tanya, I'm getting excited now.
You are?
This is good.
Hey.
I'm feeling, now there's something to look forward to in 2017. This is all good.
It's going to be a good year.
But a Facebook post, we're going to make a Facebook post about this. And, of course, there's comments.
Yeah.
We need yours.
Share your excitement with us. Facebook.com/WorldCafe is where we'll be. David, thanks for inviting me here to talk about these picks.
New music for 2017 here on the World Cafe.